football on off the ball.
If you took the rules today and applied them to the Leeds-Liverpool games, we'd have finished, well, Johnny wouldn't have been on the pitch, Billy wouldn't have been on the pitch.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball, GAA.
Kerry, first off, better give myself your condolences for the loss of Galway at the weekend. Were you up at the game?
I was, yeah. I suppose disappointing result. But I suppose you have to take the positives out of the year really as well, you know. Progression from last year, Leinster champions, a good win against Cork in the semi-final. A lot of good young lads coming through, so I know it was disappointing at the weekend, but you take the positives out of it too.
Was there a fierce buzz around the city for the last couple of weeks? Does it feed into the camp then when people are talking about hurling, camogie, and the city really becomes alive before an All-Ireland final, like, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. There was a great buzz around the place. A lot of flags up, and I suppose I'm from Clarenbridge and, you know, the manager's from there, and we've six lads involved, so it was a great buzz around Clarenbridge as well.
Yeah. Do you learn something from even watching the hurlers playing in Croke Park? And are you ever taking anything like, oh, that's something that I could bring to my own game, or even how they're approaching before the ball is thrown in?
Yeah, I suppose, look, they're completely different games and opposition really, but I suppose you're taking in probably small things, the scene at Croke Park and the wind and that kind of thing, you kind of take into consideration.
When you're watching that game up in Croke Park, do you get a little bit nervous knowing that you've been there before and that hopefully if things go well on Saturday you might be there again?
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's every player tell you it's a lot easier to be out in the field than watching a match up in the stands, you know. You get a lot more nervous watching.
For you yourselves this year, league champions, you had a long layoff then before the round robin, and we saw the different structure to the camogie, and you come out of the traps and get beaten by a Cork team at home, but you finish really strong with the last two games. Are you happy with the trajectory of the team so far this year?
I suppose, look, we won the league, but I suppose teams probably weren't at the heights of a championship standard, so it has absolutely no bearing on the championship. We got an eye opener then in the first round against Cork. Maybe they were a small bit ahead of us with the Munster Championship and the rest of the Leinster Championship, but look, we had to work a lot harder after that, and we had to get things on track. And down to Waterford, got a good result. And got a good result against Tip, which got us into the semi, but still had an awful lot of work to do. You're trying to take the positives out of those games and then work on the work-ons, really.
Doubleheader here on Saturday. You're facing the Kilkenny team that are gone six games unbeaten. Mm-hmm. You know, they really took to that group too. They got a lot of goals under their belt as well. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, so we met them in the opening round of the league, and they outworked us massively that day. They've a lot of new faces, and as you said, they've six championship games in the round, so the momentum is behind them as well. The young players are really stepping up for them, a lot of new faces. Obviously the more experienced players are still there, but I suppose with any Kilkenny team, they're going to die to the end, and I suppose we're going to have to match that now on Saturday.
Is it something that you really look forward to now, an event like this? Getting here, seeing the pitch, do you get a little bit excited in the run-up to the weekend?
The events, no. I don't like them, but the week up to knockout is where you want to be. You know, knockout. Camogie is where every player wants to be. You know, the three girls will be the same. And Kilkenny are going to be a great test for us.
I was speaking to Niamh McPeak a week or two ago because she was the GPA player of the month.
Yeah.
How great it is to have herself and Áine Keane back from injury.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. We were slagging her on. She wasn't too great at the clubs in Galway, naming off the clubs. But yeah, look, at the two girls missed out last year with two ACLs. And we're obviously missing Alman Rabbit this year with an ACL as well. Joanne Daly as well. So those two players missed out last year. They give a great buzz when they come back to training, you know, and they want, I suppose, to put their stamp on training. And to be fair, the two of them have done that really well in the championship so far.
I was chatting to Serge earlier and saying that last year a lot of the pressure might have been on Cork as defending champions. Do you feel a little bit of a different pressure going up to defend an All-Ireland final rather than going in as the underdogs?
I don't see the year any different to last year, to be honest with
okay.
you. Whether you win or lose, look, it depends on the person you are, but every year is the same for us. We're always chasing more and chasing that title.
Brilliant. Kerry, thank you very much. Best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Serge McCartan, we're here at the launch of the Camogie semi-finals media day in a lovely looking Semple Stadium. How are you keeping?
Not too bad now. Looking at the pitch there today and getting fairly excited for the weekend, yeah.
One of the last times I saw you play here, it was very different conditions. We're coming off a little bit of a heat wave now. You're used to seeing burnt pitches all over the place, but it was a frozen field here on the 3rd of January against Athenry.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up those memories. Hopefully we won't have a result like that on Saturday. But yeah, look, it's obviously, you know, it gives us a bit of exposure to playing on this pitch. And, you know, like, Turles is an unbelievable stadium. So anytime you get to play here, you're happy out. So yeah, looking forward to the weekend now.
Does that game against Athenry, like, does it feel like so long ago? I know, because when you get to that level of the provincial championships, it seeps into this year. But does it feel like a different season even?
Oh yeah, it feels like a different lifetime ago. Like, that's what I was saying there earlier on. Like, it's mad that it was only like 6 months ago. It was obviously, you have such fond memories of it, but like, again, it's kind of like it's gone, and you know, might never get back there. But yeah, look, being out here today now just makes us excited for the future and what's the match on Saturday.
Have you had to do many media days like this before? I'm always interested to get players' opinions of how they find it.
Yeah, no, I haven't, and I don't know if I'm cut out for them either, but look, it's grand. I think just Marion McCarthy gave me a shout and I said I'd go, so yeah, look.
I know you'd mentioned before, I think it was an article with Owen Cormacan about how Marion brought you to your first training with the Bears.
Yeah.
Little did you think you'd be coming up representing Cork then on a media day like today.
Yeah.
What's that journey been like for you?
It's been mental, to be fair. Like, as I've always said, like, I don't think if you'd have told me 5 years ago that I'd be here, I'd believe you. Like, so yeah, look, just extremely grateful for it. And, you know, the memories that I've made and the memories that hopefully we will make are, you know, they're class, and they're, you know, I feel like a very lucky person anyways. But yeah, look, just looking forward now to the weekend.
It was a fellow Bears and Cork selector now, Gemma O'Connor, that got you there in the first place, was it?
Yeah, Gemma, she's legend, like, in fairness. She's back playing with the Bears as well. So look, there's just so much to learn off Gemma, and we're so, so lucky to have her involved with Cork. Like, she's just a ball of knowledge, and, you know, not only that, there, you just take so much, she feeds so much energy into the group, especially before matches, just the way she speaks and holds herself. We all respect her really highly. So yeah, it's actually unreal to have Gemma involved.
Just to take a look at Cork's season so far this year, we had notable absences. You know, you've got Laura Tracy retiring, some of the girls heading down to Australia. Was there a different feel to the dressing room at the start of the year?
Yeah, 100%. I came back a bit later with some of the Bars girls, but there definitely was. It was a bit more relaxed, I suppose, and a bit more like quiet, I want to say. Like, you know, there wasn't as big personalities or big voices. But look, over the last couple of weeks and months, those personalities are slowly but surely coming out. You know, the younger girls are kind of finding their voice and finding their feet. So look, it's actually voting really well to go into the weekend now. You know, everyone's got a bit of confidence after especially the round robin game. So yeah, look.
As someone who's had to come into an inter-county setup, would you kind of empathise with the younger girls knowing how difficult it is to come into a situation like that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and especially when we weren't getting results and people were kind of at each other, I suppose, trying to figure out what was going wrong and what needed to be fixed. You know, it kind of probably made the younger girls a bit intimidated and kind of uncomfortable, probably, like, you know, because it's not their fault at the end of the day either. Like, it was nobody's fault. It's just, we just needed time to gel as a team, you know, and get working together as a team. And it was a bit of a new management team as well, and they needed time to kind of find their feet a bit. But, like, you know, with hard work comes reward. And I think, you know, over the last couple of months, you can definitely see that the tide's starting to turn a bit. But look, there's definitely a huge performance brewing now for us on Saturday. And, you know, it's a great experience now to be out here in Tip, and I think the younger girls are going to take a lot from it. And, you know, please God, we come out and bring our biggest intensity out.
You've been kind of one for one here. Tip dumped you out of the Munster Championship, and it was maybe one of those performances that you thought, this is either going to be the winning or the losing of the season for Cork. They'll either come back much stronger, or it really is just a year of rebuilding.
Yeah.
I imagine you had to have some really harsh and honest conversations after that.
Yeah, 100%. To be honest, before that Munster game, we thought we were in a really good position. We had done 4 weeks of really hard training. And then I think when we didn't get the result and we kind of faltered towards the end, like the last 10 minutes, I think we were up a point and maybe they scored a goal and that was it. Do you know, I think obviously over those 6 weeks period then of being off, we just worked extremely, extremely hard. And, you know, it was more of a case of just everyone putting their shoulder to the wheel. And then when it came to the Galway game, it was the shackles off. And if we performed and we didn't win, that was a case of, right, look, next game. But I think the fact we got a performance and we got a win just built huge confidence and momentum.
Mindset-wise, it must be a completely different place to last year. Everyone was tipping ye as the team to beat, going to do the three in a row, whereas you say coming into that Galway game, all you want is a performance. Is it more refreshing just to be able to say, we want to go out and play like that?
100%. And, like, I was actually thinking there during the week, like, the last two semi-finals anyways, we've came away with relief at the final whistle. You know, it's kind of been like a weight off your shoulders. Whereas I feel like this year it would just be absolutely unbelievable if we could, you know, put on performance and get a win. I think, you know, it wouldn't be relief, it would be, like, you know, excitement or whatever. So Yeah, it's definitely got a different feel, but that obviously reduces the pressure, and I think that's what this team needs anyways. Do you know, a bit of, I suppose, when you go into games with a weight on your shoulder, you probably underperform. So I think just shackles off this weekend now and go out and bring a huge intensity.
We've had some massive names, All-Stars, All-Ireland winning players come back into the team. Aisling Thompson, after that really tough injury against Kilkenny, is probably the most notable, along with Amy O'Connor. Yeah. How important is it to have those girls back?
Yeah, and Maeve Callaghan as well. Like, do you know what, for us, just, I think what we do, what we were lacking, I suppose, was a bit of experience. Do you know, like, I think sometimes you mightn't even see Amy on the ball that much, Amy O'Connor, do you know, as much as you'd like her, but geez, she brings such an intensity to the people around her, and communication, like everything, she just brings, like, I suppose, presence. So even having her on the pitch is unbelievable. And you know, there's a huge performance in Amy as well, beckoning. So yeah, to have those players back is unreal. And you know, fair play to Aisling, as you said, Jesus, it was a season ending injury, and obviously Aisling, as she does, she comes back even stronger. So I'm looking forward now to see her get her on out this weekend as well.
Taking on a Tip team, they're on the real crest of a wave. This seems to be a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a semi-final hoodoo on them. They can't seem to get over the line the last couple of years. But most importantly, they're playing here in Turles. Got a lot of even Turles Sarsfields players on the pitch. How are you going to try and combat that? Maybe the home crowd support as well?
Yeah, look, I suppose you, like, as much as you want to, you can let it have an advantage. But, you know, I think for us, we just have to go out and just kind of block out the noise. I'd be hoping now at this stage we're just narrow focused on the ball and the game and our job. And look, I suppose there's going to be support whether we play in Nolan Park or Tip or whatever, you know. So we'll have to block that out. And obviously, look, it will bear on the fact if maybe they get a big score, it might jeer them on a bit. But we'll be hoping that loads of people come out from Cork and come up and get supporting us. And maybe next year the Footman Park Queef.
Would you, we having words with Emer McGrath now? What's it like, you know? Do you have friendly words? Are you talking much? Or?
Thank God we're actually not in the same area of the pitch, so we can have a bit of banter. Yeah, she's a lovely girl. So there wasn't too much shouldering anyways off the ball there.
Final question here for you, Saoirse. You're a player that, like, even when you're on the pitch, you can see, like, you've got a lot of character. You like to celebrate a score. Is that something that's important to you when you're just being yourself out there? Sometimes we can see really reserved characters on the field, and it's not until off the field you get a sense of who they are. But when you get a score, when you get a point, you know, you like to celebrate it. Is it important?
Yeah, I think so. I think it kind of plays with the opposition as well. Like, I don't mean to do it. I think sometimes I've done it and then I realise I've done it and I'm like, oh God. But yeah, it just happens naturally. And, you know, I think if you watch over the years, I think if you watch the likes of Laura Tracy, Laura Hayes, like, I think celebrating even scores or even turnovers, it just brings huge momentum. And sometimes, obviously, look, when you look back, you kind of eye roll, but look, it happens, and hopefully plenty of that this weekend.
Sorry, thanks so much, best of luck.
Thank you.
Emer McGrath, thanks very much for having us here at the launch of the Camogie semi-finals. We were just admiring the pitch and the venue itself. Yeah. Proud Tipperary woman?
Definitely. I think since we heard that the semi-finals were going to be here, I think definitely it made it, you know, that kind of put it on our list that, yeah, we want to be back here, definitely. You know, hopefully in front of a big Tipperary crowd here in Turles. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
You yourself, personally, you must be so happy to be back playing. You know, a victim of that dreaded ACL club last year, but good to be back.
Oh, absolutely. I suppose when it gets to this time of the year, that's where you want to be, like, so definitely I'd say this time last year was probably the hardest. I found it, you know, when you get to Croke Park and the likes, that's when you really want to be playing, like, so yeah, look, delighted to be back, and hopefully well put past me now.
Do you learn much on a year off like that, just from having to observe the game and not be in amongst it? You kind of get to see it from a different point of view.
Yeah, I suppose it's different when you're not in it. It probably gives you a different perspective on things, but yeah, I don't know, I think it's easier to be playing than watching on. But look, I think in a lot of ways, maybe the break did me no harm. You know, it's probably a break I wouldn't have ever taken, only that I had to, like, so, you know, you'd be playing non-stop, like, through college and stuff. So might have been a forced break, but I think in the long run, in terms of, like, you know, just getting a bit of space from it as well, it does you no harm. But definitely when it got to this time last year, I wasn't happy to be not playing.
Did you do anything out of the ordinary last year that you mightn't have done?
No, not particularly. Okay, yeah. No. Gym was about all.
Were you training with the team, or did you just completely step away from it?
Ah, no, in fairness, I was still in around the setup all the time. You know, the lads were very good. They still want, you know, they were still happy for me to be in around the place. I did my rehab with the Tipperary physio, Ciara Gleeson, so she was great to guide me through that. And, you know, it's just nice to be part of a group, when, especially when that's what you're used to. You know, it can be very difficult going to, you know, going on your own, going running on your own. So I think most of my running and stuff I even did at training, like, so it was nice to still be part of it that way.
I know Kira herself, she had two Christian injuries and she was a teenager as well.
Yeah, I think they retired her, I think. So yeah, she's more into the healing aspect of it now than the playing itself. But you know, it's definitely helps when, you know, you're dealing with someone who's been through it themselves. They know kind of the stages of it, and they understand how you're feeling and stuff as well. So that's a good help too.
And just while we're on the topic of it, unfortunately, Caoimhe Maher did sustain an ACL injury in Croke Park against Clare in the quarter final. Obviously gutting for the team to have lost it, but just for her herself to be losing out at this time of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Look, and Caoimhe is really a leader in our dressing room. You know, she's... she probably won't mind me saying she's one of the older members of the panel, but
that's just facts.
Yeah, you can't argue those. So look, it's gotten for Caoimhe, you know, but look, in fairness, everyone has rode in behind her, and you know, she's still around, like, she's still there, she's still, you know, talking to everyone. You know, she's a big voice in our dressing room. So yeah, just got it for her.
You're taking on Cork this Saturday. Last time you lost out to them here, but in the Munster Championship, dumped them out in spectacular fashion in front of the home crowd in a doubleheader. Was it been a really special occasion for yourselves? I know, obviously, the cousins playing afterwards.
Yeah.
Was that a day that stands out?
Yeah, it was a big occasion, like a huge crowd in, and, you know, a great occasion, great to be a part of. So yeah, I think that those games will really stand to us now coming into to Saturday. Even our group match in the All-Ireland Series was here as well, and we only lost that by a goal. So look, we'll be calling on, you know, the things we've learned in those games ahead of Saturday.
The round robin stage for ye, you lost the three games, but within 3 points of Waterford, 3 points of Cork, and Galway maybe got a bit of a head start with those early goals. When you come up against Clare in the quarter final then, who were on the crest of a wave in terms of momentum, were you a bit nervous going into that because you don't know where you're at in terms of each other because you haven't had to play them?
Yeah, and I suppose, like, we hadn't actually met Clare all year because they were obviously in Division 1B of the league as well, so we hadn't come across them, and, you know, they've given us plenty of trouble down through the years, like, so, yeah, we were definitely wary of them coming in. You know, they were off the back of probably 4 or 5 good wins in their group, whereas we were coming off the back of no wins. But, look, that's kind of just the maybe one of the drawbacks of the structure. That was always a possibility for any of the teams in our group heading into the knockout stages, but I suppose you just have to draw on maybe the performances in those games and different aspects of them. And I suppose we felt that we would have enough for Clare, but it was just kind of getting it out on the pitch. And look, thankfully we were able to kind of put to the sword pretty early on, especially to start the second half. So yeah, we were happy with the performance, but I suppose, you know, what you did the last days is not going to be good enough, you know, the next day. So yeah, just trying to always improve, and, you know, we definitely took some learnings from that game as well.
Is there huge trust involved in a team like that when you know you're just having to go off the performances? You know you're getting there. We heard it so often, even with Limerick this year. They said they knew they had a performance coming, what we saw at the weekend. Is that trust in your players, your management, huge?
Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, we know what we have in our dressing room, you know, and the lads, in fairness, have put great trust in us all year. You know, I think the group itself, we're in a good place. You know, everyone is in good form, you know, but there's that competitive edge in training as well. You know, everyone wants a starting jersey, like, so, you know, I think it's been good. The group itself, you know, we get on well. You know, there's no fighting unless we're out there between the white lines, I think. So yeah, I think in general the group dynamic is very positive, and yeah, just raring to go now.
It was a really good performance that day in Croke Park against Clare. The scoreline probably didn't reflect it. You know, the last couple of minutes they put away those couple of goals. Caoimhe Staiclin, the teenager player of the match in her Croke Park debut. I know you taught her in Thurles.
Yeah.
A couple of words on her.
Oh, sure. You couldn't say enough about Caoimhe now, in fairness. Fabulous player. And she's really bedded in well to the group as well. Like, you know, she's mature. Like, you'd never know it was her first year at the panel nearly, you know, but, you know, she's well able to kind of fit in with the group. You know, she's well able to have the crack as well. But I think that's the same for all the new girls on the panel as well. You know, we have Danielle Butler there. She'd be the same as Caoimhe, only after doing her leave insert as well. Isabel O'Donnell was another big player for us at the start of the year, unfortunately curtailed with injury. So I think in general, yeah, obviously Caoimhe has probably been the standout in terms of, you know, game time and performances and that. But I think in general, the new girls on the panel have really bedded in well, and they've added to the thing hugely.
What's the dynamic like on a panel when you've got one of your students on the team?
honestly, it's fine. Like, as in, you know, obviously I'd see Caoimhe a lot in school, but like I wouldn't ever, like I don't teach her as such, but obviously would have dealt a lot with her in terms of the camogie in school and stuff. So, no, in fairness, Caoimhe, there's no issue there. Like, she's dead sound. It's the easiest way to put it.
And coaching then in the school, do you like that aspect of it? You coach the camogie team, like, do you?
Yeah. So there's kind of three of us involved there. So, yeah, between us, we kind of manage it. So, yeah, it's definitely a very rewarding part of it. You know, that's probably one of the aspects that drew me to the teaching as well. You know, it has that link with sport, I suppose. But yeah, I really enjoy it, yeah.
And there's 5 Turles Starsfields girls on the panel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Huge day for them.
Yeah, definitely, I suppose. In their own back garden essentially here, and I suppose they had a great day out here last year in the county final as well. You know, the county final was played here in Semple Stadium for the first time in a long number of years, so you know, they're hoping that they have another good day out here on Saturday.
And just in terms of that panel, Karen Kennedy, do we have an injury update on her that you're allowed to share?
Sure, look, like, as in, it's still, like, we don't really know what level Karen's going to be at come Saturday. Look, hopefully she'll be ready to go. She's been there doing her own bit, I suppose, the last couple of weeks. Hopefully she'll be ready to go anyway, yeah.
And the semi-final stage has been something that you just haven't, as a group, been able to get over in the last couple of years. Is that something that's spoken about in the dressing room, that kind of psychological impact of it? Or for you, is it just another game?
I suppose there's probably no shying away from the fact, like, there's a lot of hurt in the dressing room from those semi-finals, but I think in general, like, you can't dwell on them too much. You know, it's a new year, it's a new enough panel. Like, I think in the last 3 or 4 years we've had a big turnover of players, a lot of new girls coming into the panel, a lot of girls maybe who are kind of going between the 23s and the seniors, so probably more settled in with us now. So, you know, I think in general, yeah, there's probably that little bit of, it's in the back of your mind, but I think you can't dwell on it too much. You have to focus on the game at hand. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get over the line, but we're not dwelling too much on the previous ones, yeah.
Anyone that's seen you strike a ball, strike a free, you get such power, you've got such distance, such accuracy. Is there anything you think you've done when you were younger that might make you stand out a little bit?
I don't know, like, it's just, I suppose just given, like, the nature of our family, hurling was always the big thing for us. You know, when you're 3 or 4 years old, you were shoved into the car and you were taken off to training, and that was that, like. So, yeah, I suppose it's just practicing, and, you know, I love playing. Like, that's, you know, if I'm bored in the evening, I go out and I hit it off the wall. Like, that's what I do. Like, so, yeah, I suppose it's just maybe the practice paying off.
Well, thank you so much, Eimear.
No problem. Cheers.
Best of luck at the weekend.
Thank you.
Delighted to be joined now by Aoife Norris, Kilkenny goalkeeper. Aoife, very welcome to Semple ahead of the big clash with Galway for the semi-final of the weekend. How are you?
Yeah, all good now.
And does it all get a little bit real when you arrive here and know you're going to be coming with the team on Saturday?
Yeah, look, the pitch just after being freshly cut there looks well, and really looking forward to getting out there and playing now.
It's very hard to believe that Kilkenny haven't been in the semi-final since you last won it in 2022. Does it feel that long once you're in amongst it?
Yeah, look, the last 3 years have been kind of disappointing. Yeah, it's surreal, really, when you think about it, that the last time we were there was 2022, but it's great to be back. There was a bit of a monkey on our back there the last few years, and losing out last year after extra time this year was kind of giving us that extra motivation. So to get overwatered this year was a massive battle, but we're just delighted to get back into a semi-final.
Yeah, even going back as far as the round robin stages, you're 6 games unbeaten now. You've gotten fierce momentum. The last time you lost a game was in April to Wexford in the Leinster Championship. Does it feel like a long time ago now?
It might feel like a long time ago, but we won't forget it for a while. But yeah, look, I suppose that's one of the benefits of the new group stages and being in Tier 2 was that it gave us the run of matches. We were playing 5 matches in 6 weeks, so you don't have too much time to dwell on it. It's reset, back in trenches, unite and go again. So look, getting 5 wins there was massive for us, and it gave us that confidence and belief going into the quarterfinal that we could win. So yeah, I was delighted.
That game against Clare in the group stages was probably, it was pips. You were neck and neck the whole way. 4-14 you put up against them. That must have given you a fierce boost going in, knowing that you're already qualified then with a game in hand for the last game.
Yeah, look, when we set out at the start of the year, our goal was to get out of Tier 2 and get into a quarterfinal and then go from there. But yeah, the match against Clare was kind of a top-of-the-table clash, and that little extra bit of pressure was good. We wanted to test ourselves, and it was probably the first like real pressure test that we got, and yeah, look, put in a good performance. But we knew going in to the water game it wasn't going to be good enough, and we still had areas to work on, and we still have areas to work on. So yeah, it was just good to get the win.
Heading into that Waterford game then, was there a little bit of nervousness, because the group stages this year are a little bit different, and you topped the group two, but you weren't exactly sure where you stand with group one. So is it almost like, you know how good you've been going in training, but you won't know until the day?
That's it, like, and you don't know, you're waiting for that bigger test to come, and it certainly did. But look, Waterford are an incredible team. They've been an incredible running game. They're league finalists and Munster finalists, so we knew that we would have to up our performance if we were going to compete. It took us a while to settle into the game, but once we kind of got to grips of it, then there was absolutely nothing between the teams. It was a really intense battle, and it could have went either way on the day. And look, they're a really strong team, and yeah, look, we're delighted to get over the line on the day.
You lost out in extra time in Croke Park last year. Was there a sense of, oh, will this happen again this year? Is that a small bit in the back of your mind?
Well, look, I think there's great belief within the group. That personally, I wasn't thinking like that anyway, but look, I think it's more motivation that we didn't want to leave that happen again, and we wanted to get back into the semi-final, and we were going to do whatever it took to get there. And going into extra time, we had been there the year before, so we knew what to expect, and it didn't go our way the year before, but look, we just kept at it, kept battling, and look, it came down to the wire, but we're blessed to get over the line anyway.
Having to bring Katie Nolan, a fellow All-Star, off the bench, getting two goals, it's incredible to be able to call on that level of experience, because we've maybe dubbed this Kilkenny team a team in transition, but not so much transition when you're bringing an All-Star off the bench.
Look, no better woman when you're looking for someone to call on to come on and make a difference. I was so delighted for Katie. Has given so much to Kenny Camogie over the last few years, and she just loves it. And look, she relishes the big opportunities, the bigger the pressure, better she performs. So look, I was absolutely delighted for her, and she's a game changer.
You're obviously in the goals on the other end of the field. Your full forward line has been causing absolute wreck all year. You've scored a goal, at least one, in every game since that Wexford game in the Leinster Championship. How pleasing is it as you, for a keeper, to be pucking the ball down onto them?
Oh, great. The more they score, the less we have to concede. So look, they've been flying it all year. Sparky and Steffi and Emma Shortle, there's so many chopping and changing within that full forward line, and look, they've been so clinical, and they've put in a savage amount of work throughout the whole year, so I'm delighted that it's paying off for them.
We saw Sarah Berko coming off again in that quarter final with an injury. How is she leading up to this weekend?
Sarah's a tough cookie now, so she'll be fine. But she got a belt on the thumb, but she's fighting it.
Just personally, you're a maths teacher?
Yeah, maths and PE, yeah.
Do you get real into the stats then? Is that something you kind of nerd out on?
No, not really. I like to play the game, but after that, I don't reflect too much on it. The number is too much, and I'd look at the puck out spot and that. No, I wouldn't be one to overthink it too much.
It's puck outs, I think, in like the words primary possession have been something that have just dominated hurling and camogie talk so recently. For you, what's the balance like when you're in training coming to like shot stopping and then puck outs? Is it even now? Like,
well, I suppose if you're looking at a match, like, you might have one or two shots in a match, if even, whereas you probably have 20 plus puck outs. Like, so look, there's a massive focus gone into it, trainings, all about gaining possession and retaining them. So yeah, your job has gotten a little bit harder over the years, all right, but look, it's part of the game, something you have to adapt to.
What's your favourite part about being between the sticks?
Tough question now. I don't know. Look, my job's made easier by the people out the field, so I suppose just watching them and making sure the players are doing what they're supposed to do, it makes my job a little bit easier.
And you're welcoming Galway here, defending All-Ireland champions. No bigger task in a semi-final than to be taken on them. What do you think it'll take to stop them?
As you said, they're All-Ireland champions, they're league champions. It's going to take a new level, it's going to take a massive, enormous effort from us. We're well aware of, they have such variety in their games, they have such a blend of experience and youth players coming in. So look, they're a phenomenal team, and we know we're going to have to raise our game. We're looking forward to the challenge of it, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be a massive battle.
Kerry Dolan was here for Galway. Are we having any chats with her now?
Keeping it all seat, but yeah, look, she's a massive competitor, great player, have great respect for us. So yeah, looking forward to it.
The next couple of days now, how will you spend them? Like, you're a teacher, so you're off. I imagine there's a lot of time to fill when there's a big game looming.
Ah yeah, look, I suppose we're used to last few years having a bit of time off and summer months, but look, keep the routine the same, training and coffee and a few walks here and there, so keep it simple.
Brilliant. Well, Aoife, very best luck at the weekend.
Thanks very much. Off the ball, GAA.